Seconds later, Squad 331, Officers Storley and Conway, squad, I see their headlights in the distance. Now I'm really hurting. Now this intense pain is in my abdomen. I go to my knees. I had already dropped the gun that was in my left hand. And then when I went to my hands and knees, I dropped the gun that was in my right hand. I'm holding my left abdomen because it was hurting really bad. And they stopped their squad about 9 or 10 feet from me. Without any verbal warning, without any commands, without provocation, Officer Storley jumps out and lights me up with his MP5 submachine gun.
So nobody's saying freeze, nobody's saying hands up to you, nobody's saying anything?
No, not at all. Nothing was said, because I guarantee you, whatever they told me to do, I would have done. I wanted to be rescued. I didn't want anything more than to get out of that bad situation. I wanted this guy caught. And obviously I couldn't do it myself. That's why I had to call for backup. And I think the proof is when the proof that it was unjustified and illegal use of deadly force is when we look back to all these other police shootings and there's the public outcry of, oh, the guy was shot 25 times or the guy was shot 40 times. If you have like 8 cops there and they all start shooting and they each fire an average of 5 bullets, that's 40 times. But there were 2 officers there. They were both in the same squad. They both exited at the same time. They both saw the same thing. It's not a deadly force situation. I didn't match the suspect description, even though they say I look like a black male. And they never said that in the beginning. That's what I mean about this evolving story. They say it years later. Oh, well, we shot him because he looked like a black male. Well, you can't even shoot the black male suspect or any black male if they're on their hands and knees. But I know I don't look like a black male. I know that was an absolute lie. I know that they had to say something to justify the deadly force. But there was only one officer, Storley, that used deadly force. Officer Conway did not. He recognized that I was a police officer. I'm not sure how he recognized me, whether it was the badge or the insignia or just my face. But he didn't use deadly force. He didn't shoot. No matter what he says, he did not use deadly force.